Blog Talk Radio.
Administration of Franklin Roosevelt is Inauguration Day. And of course, we're all looking forward, well, we're not so sure about looking forward to 2017. Hopefully, it won't be Hillary or Sanders. And there are not a lot of people, a growing number of people, are not happy with the choices on the Republican side. Let's see what happens. It's an interesting day. On this day, Mahatma Gandhi was assassinated. And the assassination plot was masterminded by a homosexual. Several years ago, I encountered Mahatma Gandhi's nephew, and we did this interview.
If England does not grant your demands, what course of action will you follow then?
Of course, civil disobedience. And all other phases of the satyagraha are always at our disposal, but whether we shall resort to this weapon immediately or what other steps we shall take, I cannot judge at present.
If England grants your demands, Mr. Gandhi, do you intend to have complete prohibition in the new Indian state?
Oh, yes.
Absolute prohibition?
Absolute.
And do you intend also, if India wins its independence, to abolish child marriages?
I should very much like to, even before.
Do you expect England this time will give India full self-government?
That also is more than I can say.
But you are hopeful.
I am an optimist.
You are an optimist. If you go to the second round table conference, will you go attired in native Indian dress, or will you prefer European dress?
I shall certainly not be found in European dress. And if the weather permitted, I should present myself exactly as I am today,
Yes. And if the King of England invited you to dinner at Buckingham Palace, you would go in your customary Indian dress.
In any other dress, I should be most discourteous to him, because I should be artificial.
If England does not grant your demand, are you prepared to return to jail again?
I am always prepared to return to jail.
Would you be prepared to die in the cause of India's independence?
It is a bad question.
Well, he did die because a Hindu fanatic who was part of a plot masterminded by a homosexual did assassinate Gandhi. There's a famous movie called, I think, 9 Days to Rama. Stars Horst Buchholz, a German who played the assassin. Other criminal events on this day, we have Sidney Korshak, an infamous Chicago lawyer who was connected to the Mafia and Hollywood. Very powerful. I remember him from my days when I worked in a federal building many years ago when I was still a student. I remember the Korshak family. It was a brother named Marshall who was also, get this, treasurer of the state of Illinois. Among the other political animals today, the birthday of Admiral Bertram Ramsay of the Royal Navy. He was the deputy commander on D-Day. He commanded all the naval forces in the invasion of France. Pardon my misspelling, there's an N there, I hit the wrong key. I did that also. This was not the interview with Gandhi's nephew. I'm going to try to find that. We do have it in our archives. Also, excuse me, we have, goofed here, we have Robert Doubleson. Has another assassination. He was a right-wing politician, founder of the Arena Party in El Salvador, which has caused so much trouble because we've had illegal aliens coming up here in the United States, legitimate ones who are fleeing the terrorism and the war down there in El Salvador. Now, Doubleson reportedly was involved in the assassination of Roman Catholic Archbishop Romero, who was calling for reforms. I don't use the word change because what change has come to mean in modern political practice is the faces change, but very little of the policies and the practices change. In fact, some of them get even worse. And another politician on this day, Elizabeth Cady Stanton, she was the first woman to testify before Congress. She was a woman's rights activist. Also, we have an interesting birthday today. George Burns, who was Jewish, married to Gracie Allen, who was Irish. That was Burns and Allen, famous comedian team for years. One of the lesser known but a great Russian composer, Alexander Cherepin, he came to Chicago, and his wife, Ming, Chinese, she was my piano teacher for one semester. Federico Fellini, who did many movies post-World War II in Italy, so he was born. In fact, a lot of movie people today. Pat Neal, who had this great gravelly voice, she starred in a film with Audrey Hepburn, Breakfast at Tiffany's, also George Prepared. And also Barbara Stanwyck, her birthday today, or she died on this day, and her real name was Ruby Stevens. Hollywood always changes names when they don't seem to fit. Jimmy Stewart was one of the few, and Gary Cooper. Rock Hudson was born, they changed his name too, and for good reasons. We had, he's not a movie actor, Martin Landau, who was in Mission Impossible, or some people thought Mission Improbable. We had David Lynch, the producer, and Donald Trump's wife, Ivana, born on this day. also on this day, we have Susanna Annersley, back in the 16th century. She is known as the mother of Methodism. She mothered 12 children. And the last two, John and Wesley, were here at Wesleyan University, started by the Methodists here in the United States. And John Wesley, who started Methodism, but the mother started, she was the mother, just like the Blessed Virgin Mary is the mother of the Catholic Church. Among the deaths today, Mustafa, one of the Turkish what would you call them? I wouldn't call them Grand Vizier, but Sultans. We had George V, who was the eldest son of Edward VII, my favorite king. And George V lasted 25 years. He was in 1936. He was suffering from an incurable disease, and allegedly, the doctors euthanized him with heavy doses of morphine. His son Edward VIII, the uncrowned king, succeeded him, and he did, after a year, he decided, since they weren't going to let him marry the American twice divorcee, he decided he'd rather have her instead of the crown. And so he became the Duke of Windsor. They're actually Germans. Both Victoria and her husband, Albert, were descended from whether direct connections to Germany or what was Prussia, but it's now known as German. So the original name of the families were Coburg and then Battenberg, and then in World War One, because of the anti-German, anti-Kaiser Wilhelm feeling among the English, even though they were all cousins, Kaiser Wilhelm was the grandson of Elizabeth Victoria. Victoria had mothered a lot of the thrones of Europe, Greece, Russia, also Denmark. She got around the family. Her family progeny got around. So they changed their name from Battenberg to Mountbatten, and probably the most famous Mountbatten was the admiral in World War II, Dickey, who was served as supreme commander out in the South Pacific, Burma and Thailand, that part. General MacArthur would not let him, have jurisdiction in his area. General MacArthur, of course, says his birthday is coming up on the 28th. Also on this day, we remember Tarzan and yelling for Jane. Well, his first name was Peter John Weissmuller. He died on this day. Also, we had Audrey Hepburn again. She died on this day, and as did Pat Neill. It's her birthday. And then the guy who did Animal Farm's cartoons, John Hallis. I don't know if he was related to Papa Bear Hallis, George Hallis, who owned the Chicago Bears, great football team. Among the events today, we have the first American military court-martial in 1778. And this is the issue in the Steve Nery case. He should have been court-martialed instead of being railroaded here in San Francisco. And, of course, you can go to Amicus Veritas YouTube to see some of this. It's a case that went on I worked on it for 16 years. AmiCusVeritas. And the young sailor, he's now 40 years old, was named Nery, and Stephen Robert Nery, N-A-R-Y. Also, hostilities in 1783, that was the end of the Revolutionary War. And get this, John Ellis owned Ellis Island. It was known as Oyster Island, but he tried to sell it. No, there were no takers. So eventually it became Ellis Island for the new immigrants who were coming into America on the East Coast. We have Angel Island here on the West Coast for mostly the Chinese when they were allowed in before the Oriental Exclusion Acts were passed by Congress. And, of course, that's something that Governor Nikki Haley was ignorant about, or she just ignored. Also on this day, John Marshall became the first Chief Justice of the United States Supreme Court. That's on the 22nd. Elizabeth Cady Cady Stanton was the first woman to testify before Congress. In 1870, after the Civil War, a lot of the Southern Democratic politicians who were, pro-Confederate or who were involved in quote, the revolt, Highland rebels succeeded in the unexpired term that Senator Jefferson Davis had. Apparently, they didn't lose their seniority or their the term when they there were several senators who walked out of Congress when Lincoln was elected, and he was not going to let the South succeed. And again, the issue was not about slavery, because slavery was a dying institution. It was about states' rights, and of course, we have these people who persist in this ignorance about American history. In fact, the cotton gin made slaves uneconomical. to have, because you had to feed these people and house them and take care of their what medical care they were given. Most also on this day in 1892, there was the first basketball game played in Massachusetts. And, of course, we had the uncrowned king, 1936, Edward VIII, who decided he gave up, he would not be crowned. Instead, he had a wedding ring put on his finger by Wallace Warfield Simpson. And they remained married all of their lives and became allies. They were pro-Nazi, and Churchill didn't know what to do, so he banished, in effect, Edward VII, or the Duke of Windsor. He made him governor of Bermuda, far away from Europe, because Edward the Eighth was very friendly toward Adolf Hitler. Also on this day, we had the, of course, we had the first inauguration day in 1937. And then in 1939, getting back to the Nazis, as Churchill will call them, Hitler declared before the German parliament that they were going to exterminate all the Jews. And on January 22nd, there was the infamous meeting at Wannsee, which is a lake in a state outside of Berlin, where the top lawyers and judges and the SS met to map out a plan to rid Germany and Europe of all the Jews. And in 1949, Harry Truman, who succeeded FDR, developed his four-point program. We'll get into that on Friday. And then in 1953, Eisenhower was inaugurated, and his inauguration was the first to be broadcast nation to, from coast to coast. Excuse me. I'm going to try to get that Gandhi, Mahatma Gandhi interview. Not an interview, but his grandnephew. I had a little problem with this before, and it's very interesting. No, that's not the one, Mazel, because we are running a little bit late. Oh, I don't know what happened here. We'll try one more time. Come on, Mahatma Gandhi. Okay. Mahat. No. Mahat. Mm-hmm. Let's see if we have his nephew. No, we don't. Okay, we're going to end with our usual politics and poker. So we will be back Friday, January 22nd at 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And I'll play that interview then because it's quite it's quite interesting. So here's, we're ending with politics and poker. Yeah, well, good heavens, what happened here? Peter goofed here, back to the studio. And we've got a bunch of stuff. Oh, yeah, here's some practical tips. If you're coming to San Francisco, don't wear flowers in your hair, for one thing. And among the first things you should do is get a good cell phone, which has a camera ability. Carry a spare battery that's charged, because a lot of times, especially when people are in emergency situations or like they're up in the mountains skiing, they'll use their battery, their cell phone, to try to locate help. Then the battery goes out and they can't be tracked. So I tell people, always have a spare battery for your cell phone and your camcorder, because you never know when you may need that in an emergency. And it's always good to, I always tell people, have backups. So that's one thing. Also, if you're driving, be aware that we have an epidemic of reckless bicycling, motorcycling, and driving here in California, especially up here in the north, where the worst thing that these drivers do is they use a signal. They will do an illegal turn in front of you and cause a collision. It's happened many, many times. And then, sorry, sometimes they won't even use a turn signal, but that doesn't matter. It's an unsafe lane change. That's happened. Also, bicyclists will pull in front of you from the right. They'll pull to the left in front of you. They don't obey the laws, and they think that they have special rights, privileges, and exemptions. This whole phony thing about that they don't pollute, though the bicycles are made of, the tires are made of rubber, which grow on trees and which have to be manufactured. Plastic for the seat has to be manufactured. Steel for the body has to be manufactured. So it's just another neo-Luddite political scam. So we're going to end with our usual politics and poker. Excuse me. And we'll be back Friday at 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
What do you say, Ben? Want a hand?
No, you guys go ahead. I got too much on my mind to play poker.
King bets.
Cost you five. Tony, up to you.
Okay, Tony, what are you going to do?
I'm in.
So am I.
Likewise.
Me too. Gentlemen, here we are, and one thing is clear. We gotta pick a candidate for Congress this year.
Big ace.
Ace bet.
You'll pay through the nose.
Okay, where do you
stand? I'm in.
So am I.
Likewise.
Here goes.
Possible straight. Possible flush.
Gentlemen, how about some name we can use? Some qualified Republican who's willing to lose.
How's it going? We should make Jack Riley the guy.
Which Riley are you thinking of, Jack B or Jack Y?
I say neither one. I never even met him.
I say when you got a pair of Jack, bet out.
Politics and poker, shuffle up the cards and find the joker. He's a game for children, he's a game is rough. Decisions, decisions, like
who to pick,
how to play, how to bet,
where's the call of
duck? All right now, fellas, politics or poker, which is more important?
Paraphrase.
Bet 'em.
Little trades, good as gold.
I'll say.
Raise your mind.
I'll fall.
I'll hold.
I'll raise your back.
I think you're bluffing.
Put your money where your mouth is.
Okay, I'm in. Gentlemen, knock it off and let's get this done.
Try Michael Fanyashinkovich. I'm certain he'd run.
Mike is out. I'm afraid he just wouldn't sell. Nobody likes a candidate whose name they can't spell.
How about Dave Zimmerman?
Davey's too bright.
What about Walt Gustafson?
Walt died last night.
How about Frank Monahan?
What about George Gale?
Frank ain't a citizen and George is in jail.
We could run out Wallenstein.
He's only 23.
What about Ed Peterson?
You idiot! That's me!
Politics and poker! Politics and poker! Playing for a pot that's mediocre! Politics and poker! Running neck and neck! If politics seems more predictable, that's because usually you can stack the deck!
This is Peter Paul Brizola. Go to our Amicus Veritas YouTube site, AMICUSVERITAS YouTube, and also AMICUSVERITAS.net. We'll be back Friday at 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Good night. Stay safe.